reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Good morning, Rob. How we doing?
I'm well. Before we talk about the week just passed and the week ahead, just wanted to give you the opportunity, as we're doing with all the coaches this morning, to speak about some of your guys who you feel are worthy and under consideration for all-conference and postseason awards.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, with us, I mean, there's three guys you're going to talk about. I mean, I don't know if anybody in the league had a year like Justin Wright Foreman. I mean, he's been incredible. He's been incredible, and it's not just about leading the league significantly in points per game. It's what those points have done. He's made us win, and he's seemingly have made big shot after big shot, and just like the other night against William & Mary. I mean, the game's on the line. Our lead is slipping away, and he hadn't really, you know, he had a couple of bad possessions and still made a game-winning three, like a deciding kind of three that just only one guy makes that shot, and that's him. I mean, he's, no one's had a year like him. If there's somebody that's more deserving of Player of the Year award, I don't know who that is. In a league of guys, there's going to be other guys under consideration, of course. I mean, they should be, but Justin's just had an incredible year. And then Rokas Gustis is just, my goodness gracious. I mean, you know, had a player of the week kind of week this past week. Disappointed he didn't get at least like co-player of the week. He 19 rebounds and 2 wins, 15 points and 2 wins. I mean, getting 19 rebounds a game is like getting 30 a game. So, you know, but he's had a great year. I mean, he's second in the country in rebounding. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, our conference has the first and second leading rebounders in the country. But Rock's had he's just had an incredible year. And, would put him up against anybody in the country as far as rebounding goes. And defensively, too. You know, he just anchors our defense. And when he's in there, it just kind of clogs that middle up. And Elijah Pemberton's been great, too. I mean, he's somebody that's been productive and helped us win these games. And, you know, same thing. I mean, it's not about the stats. It's what those stats are doing for your team. You know, those three guys have been terrific. So, and I got to believe Jalen Ray is one of the rookies of the one of those we should be on that all rookie team. I don't, you know, without having all the list of rookies in front of me, you know, he's got to be one of the guys that should be considered for that all rookie team.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And, again, we're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to go back and just touch on the week that went by because you had a couple of really nice wins at home, 90-84 over William & Mary, 88-76 over Drexel. What pleased you about your team's effort in those two games?
Well, you know, I mean, when you play a team like William & Mary that can really score the way they can score, you just better be able to find a way to score yourself and just hope that you can keep them from, you know, scoring 100 points. And I guess we found a way to do both of those things just enough. So that was a great win. And, you know, Rock kind of carried us that game. Rokas had 22 points and 21 rebounds and an incredible game when everything was on the line. So, you know, he was terrific. And then, you know, we got Justin at 32, I guess, against Drexel. And we were able to, again, do just enough at both ends of the floor to pull it out. And you headed into that last week of the season. You know, at least we're in a position where we know it's going to be a tough week ahead of us, but we feel good about ourselves.
Got a media question in queue if you'll get that for us, John. John, can you get the question? All right. We seem to have lost the questioner, Coach. Hopefully, Andrew, if you'll check in.
I probably would have given a boring answer anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, Andrew, if you're on the line, feel free to hit star one again. But Bill, senior, are you on? Go ahead, Andrew. Then ask your question.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Sorry about that. I was just waiting for the moderator to patch me in there. Apologize for that. Hey, good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well this week. You know, you kind of just mentioned Gustiz's big week. He had that third 20 rebound game of the season last week. He's now approaching David Robinson's CAA record. That's a guy who's considered one of the best rebounders of all time. And you talked about this throughout the year, but I'm curious if you want to expand on it. You know, what makes him you know, such a player on the, such a good player on the glass. You know, what does he do off the court? What does he do in practice? What does he do watching film to put himself in a position to dominate the boards like he has been this season?
Well, he does all of those things. I mean, he does he studies the opponent. He understands position. He understands angles. He's got incredible hands. He's got great strength. And more than anything else, he has this hunger to rebound. You know, in our game, it's probably the only thing you can't do too much, if you think about it, right? You can shoot too much. You can dribble too much. You can even pass too much, you know, but you can't rebound too much. And that's the way he is. He tries to get 20 a game. I mean, he's trying to get 20 rebounds a game. I mean, geez, as coaches, if we can find somebody that's going to average 8, 9, or 10 a game, you know, we're jumping up and down. But he has just this incredible knack for the ball, great nose for the ball, goes after it like nobody else, and you know, that's why he's exceptional at what he does. I mean, he had 21 rebounds on Thursday night, and then he follows it up with 17. I mean, it's just they're staggering numbers, just staggering numbers.
Quick follow-up. You say he's doing it like, you know, like nobody else right now. And obviously, you know, you've been at Hofstra now for 5 years, and then you know, you've been around for a couple decades. This might be a hard question for you to answer, but I'm still curious. Is he the best at it that you've ever seen?
The best at rebounding that I've ever seen?
Yep.
Yeah. I'd have to say yes. I mean, I mean, look at the numbers. The numbers kind of speak for themselves.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Joe, before I let you go, you guys at James Madison on Thursday, hosting Towson on Saturday. You had an overtime game against JMU back in January. Just talk about the challenges the Dukes present.
I'll tell you what, Lou's done a great job. I mean, he's got those kids, they're playing so hard. They're just young. He had some heartbreaking losses earlier in the year, and he wouldn't let his team get down. He's kept the spirit up. They play extremely hard. They got a bunch of guys that can score points. They're physical. I mean, geez, man. I mean, I know. I hate to sound like Lou Holtz, who would always, you know, think the next team he was playing was the Lakers. But I mean, they're really. It's a good team. It's going to be a tough challenge, and I think hopefully our guys know that.
All right, Joe. Thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Thank you.